The public radio show This American Life has retracted a lengthy story it ran in January, saying it contains significant fabrications. The story painted an ugly picture of working conditions at Chinese factories where they manufacture iPhones and iPads. It focused on a monologue told by performer and activist Mike Daisy about his interviews with factory workers. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik joins me now. And David, this was This American Life's most popular podcast based on Mike Daisy's very popular stage show. Now the program has retracted it. What led up to this?
Well, as you said, I mean, some of this was fabricated. Much of it turned out to be inflated. It was exposed by a Marketplace reporter, Rob Schmitz, who's based in China, spent much of the last 15 years reporting on these things, and some of it just did not ring true to him. He brought this to the attention of the folks over at WBEZ and This American Life. I think it's worth listening just to a little bit of what Mike Daisy does. He's a very accomplished storyteller. Here's a portion of the show in which he's describing having met some workers who had been poisoned by the materials they'd come into contact with.
The problem is that N-hexane is a potent neurotoxin, and all these people have been exposed. Their hands shake uncontrollably. Most of them can't even pick up a glass. I talk to people whose joints in their hands have disintegrated from working on the line, doing the same motion hundreds and hundreds of thousands of times. It's like carpal tunnel on a scale we can scarcely imagine. And you need to know that this is eminently avoidable.
So Rob Schmitz listened to that portion of the show, among others, and he said, look, the workers who were poisoned, and there are verified reports of that occurring, were actually 1,000 miles away from the manufacturing plant that Mike Daisy was supposedly doing these interviews. That doesn't jibe. He looked into some other things. He did a simple Google search, and he found the translator quite readily that Mike Daisy had told This American Life that there was no way to get into contact with anymore to verify things. That translator told Schmitz that, in fact, a lot of his assertions didn't hold up.
Now, previously, David, the performer, Mike Daisy, had said his findings were fact. What does he say about that now?
Well, he says he stands by his work. He's done this very popular one-man show called The Agony and the Ecstasy of Steve Jobs. And what he says is, look, I'm doing a theatrical piece. I'm not using the tools of journalism. He said he regretted putting it in that forum that runs by different rules, journalistic rules. But he said his show, and this is a quote, uses a combination of fact, memoir, and dramatic license to tell its story. And I believe so, he said, with integrity. This is a statement that's not really fully apologizing. He's saying he's allowed to blend fact and fiction to yield a larger truth. The people who are staging his show at the Public Theater here in New York are standing by him and saying it's an exemplary performance while saying they wished he had been more candid about what specifically he had observed and what he had incorporated from other materials.
David, what does this mean for the public radio program This American Life?
Well, this weekend, on hundreds of public radio stations across the country, listeners are going to be able to hear an extraordinary show that essentially performs an autopsy on what went wrong, as well as presenting a full apology for what happened. Ira Glass, who's the host and executive producer of the show, says now, look, we should have killed the story the moment we couldn't reach the translator, the other eyewitness, to verify all these things. But as he notes, you know, a lot of the broad stroke assertions made by Mike Daisy were actually true. And the shame of this story is, in fact, it undermines that assertion. I think one thing you can do is you can measure a news organization by how it reacts in such situations, not simply about whether or not such troubling moments occur. In this program, which is effectively a collaboration between Glass's staff and Rob Schmitz and his colleagues at Marketplace, you're going to hear them try to keep the trust and earn back the trust of their audience that they feel they deceived back in January.
Okay. That's NPR's David Folkenflik. David, thank you.
You bet.